Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
But Lime, it's time to apologize to Ryan Day. Be a bigger man. Why can't you be a bigger man?
I thought I was.
You can, guy,
I thought I did.
You can be... No. You know, how many times have you been mad at your wife?
This week. I got in the last 12 hours. A bunch. Yeah.
Okay. And how many times have you said, I'm sorry to your wife?
I pride myself in doing that.
Okay.
After I'm yelled at
so
for
you can,
five times.
If you can say it to your wife, a college football coach should be easy.
Yeah.
Why can't we say we're sorry to a college football coach?
I feel like I is not.
Say you're sorry.
Ken, is.
Say you're sorry.
Saying.
You fanned the flames. You got me going. You got the fans going. He won the national championship.
Is saying.
He's a legend now. Tell me.
Is saying that he did a remarkable job rebounding from the most humiliating loss in my lifetime. Is that not.
No, it's not because you didn't say you're sorry.
Okay.
You say, I'm sorry.
Ryan Day, I am sorry for being such a diehard Buckeye fan and losing my mind after the worst loss of my lifetime. And I should have realized that given a mulligan, a team with the most expensive roster in the NCAA can win a championship.
Why did
it's easy. There, I did
why
it.
Why does it matter?
Man,
why,
that did feel good.
Why does it matter?
Damn, that felt good. Why didn't I do that earlier?
No. That's slippery wizard stuff.
Woo!
Why don't you feel the same
Holy
way you did yesterday
cow.
When you
I
were going to
try this with my wife?
Why does it matter that they spent the most money on the team in college football? Allegedly.
Oh,
why does that matter?
I think it.
What's
I
wrong
think,
with that?
There's nothing wrong with it. In fact, I am happy that Ohio State will give whatever coach, no matter how bad he is in the rivalry game, that much money to make sure it doesn't happen again.
I know what you're
again.
Doing here.
And they did.
And you need
and
to
so,
take
you know
it
what?
Seriously.
I know the apology needs to go to the boosters. What have I been thinking? Thank you very much to car dealers in Columbus. Without you, they don't win a national championship because how else would they have gotten, two of the great players from Alabama? How would they have gone and gotten Will Howard, who was ready to go join
Name
a winner?
Names.
What do you mean?
Of the boosters.
The boosters? Yeah. I don't know how much love they need to get. They're not paying. They're not doing sponsors.
It's interesting there. And don't think that we won't get a text about that soon. Yeah. So anyway, just say you said it yourself. It doesn't matter that they spent a lot of money. You can't
turn it around. You need to spend money.
Okay, it wasn't like they chose to play for Ohio State for free, for crying out loud here. Doesn't matter. And that shouldn't matter to anybody else. Mm. I don't understand why people are doing the mental gymnastics trying to say that other teams spent more money. Who cares?
Yeah, that was weird.
Caleb Downs plays for real money. Will Howard played for real money. Jack Sawyer, I know he's a big-time Buckeye. He actually might have played for free. But everybody else ain't going
to
play
it's
for free.
It's pay to play. That's the era we're in now.
Which is fine. Just say you're sorry.
I think I did.
Because you can't. No. You said you were sorry, and then you added up all these things, which just continues the argument.
Well, it's a
that just continues the argument.
I'm
if you and I were married,
I'm trying
I'd be
to
walking
be.
Down the hallway, and then I'd be turning right back around and yelling at you again.
I'm trying.
Like I'm doing
I might get I might get slapped. I'm trying to be as thorough as I possibly can in this scenario.
Trying to tell me I'd slap you around if I was married to you?
I think I might receive a few.
216-474-0092.
So I want to congratulate Ryan Day. You're up there with some of the greats, the Gene Chizik's of the world, the Ed Orgerins. You have been able to plow through with a really talented roster and win a national championship. And as a Buckeye fan, I'm on cloud nine. I feel great about this.
With the legends like Gene Chizik and Ed Orgeron, you are a sick individual.
It's not easy to win a championship.
I think it's harder than ever to win a championship, is it not? You're playing a playoff now. You have to go through more teams later in the season. It's a longer season than it's ever been.
Mm-hmm.
I wish you could. I just wish you could lay your ego down at the doorstep and just admit that you were wrong about one thing. Hello, Josh. Good morning.
Good morning. I've got to be with Tony on this one.
You got to be kidding.
I mean, look at it. Look at the Steinbrenners. They bought their way into the World Series so many times. When you stack the deck, expectation is the norm. Look at our roster. If we lost to Michigan and did not get a national championship out of this, Ryan Day would be out on the curb with the roster we have. Tell me I'm wrong.
He would not be fired this year, no. And the if they would have lost the national championship, he would have been fired.
I think if they would have lost to Tennessee, I don't know if it would have been a firing, but there might have been a separation.
If they lost to Tennessee, there might have been a separation. I understand that. But
they won that and dominated Oregon and won the national championship.
All right. So, but none of that, it didn't happen that they lost. So you can't say you're sorry to Ryan Day. No one can admit they're sorry to Ryan Day.
Josh, did you not hear me say I was sorry?
I heard
exactly what you said, and that's a valid apology.
I'm with you on that. Thank you. You know what? Bigger men can channel their emotions into positivity. And Ryan Day, I am positive that you are going to have a chance to defend this national championship. And boosters, let's get some more players. Let's go. Let's get him exactly what he needs, because he needs the most. He needs the best. And we got to get it to him.
Yeah, to be able to beat all those teams and go through that gauntlet. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you need the most and best. Do you think Phil Knight's turning off the faucet anytime soon?
No, not at all.
Penn State has boosters. They have a lot of money. Are they turning off the faucet anytime soon?
Nope,
so why would you all of a sudden turn the faucet off on Ryan Day? To what? Prove some sort of egotistical point?
You can't do it. Now, do I think Ryan Day...
Why would you? You shouldn't.
Do I think Ryan Day would win a national championship at any of those other schools we're talking about? No, I do not. He was given the best job in America, and he has the best boosters and the best support.
He wasn't given the job. He had to earn it to some level.
Did he? Oh, that big coaching search they had?
Yeah, they didn't even really do a coaching search.
It was picked by Urban Meyer.
This had Urban say, you're the coach now.
Yeah, and by the way, this was the show that at one time bandied it about that Urban Meyer did it on purpose just to make himself look better in the fans of Ohio State's eyes on his way out the door.
Did it kind of work?
You don't want to say you're sorry about that? You don't want to say you're sorry for such a thing?
Was I wrong?
No. Yes. Wait. Never mind. I tried.
It was, honestly, you look back and... Man, they beat everybody in the top 10 now. They can't play themselves. Basically, they beat everybody. If you look at the final AP standings, the only team they didn't have a shot to beat was Georgia, and that's because Notre Dame beat Georgia. So it's going to go down as... I know early in the year, people were like, there's no great teams. This is watered down from past seasons. I wasn't buying that because, you know, we're in a new era. Mm-hmm. Like Georgia, Alabama, and Ohio State, they're not just going to be able to take everybody. And the depth, you know, here's where honestly, you know, throwing everything else aside, Ohio State overcoming that offensive line, the injuries on the offensive line. I mean, to lose your left tackle, who's going to be drafted in the top 15, and losing your center that you ended up getting from Alabama, losing those two guys, and then losing the Michigan game and recovering from that, it was an amazing coaching job by Ryan Day, by Chip Kelly, their offensive line coach, who's getting more and more pub. Like, it has been absolute fry. It's been incredible.
One last thing on Ohio State. We're running out some very interesting audio about Will Howard and your Cleveland Browns coming up here momentarily, and that's going to be loaded into the show before the end of the hour. However, let me throw this to you here. This came up over the weekend, not just with Ohio State, and I know it's Wednesday, but, you know, you and I were off on Monday, so this is really the first chance we've had to talk about it. We talked about it a little bit yesterday, but this is the first chance we had to talk about it. Jaden Daniels and the Washington Commanders, almost said the other name. Jaden Daniels and the Washington Commanders to the NFC Championship. Feel bad for Lions fans, but it does highlight the quarterback situation a little bit and everything else. Because Washington did it, does that mean the Browns have to do it? Because I know what I said last week, and even then I go, well, I can't just draft a guy to draft a guy. I want to be talked into it. I want to fall in love with that player. And I don't know if I just want to draft a guy at number two just to draft a guy at number two, because Washington drafted their guy at number two. Like, there's a lot of things. I can guarantee that it won't happen if I don't draft a guy at number two. I can't guarantee that it will happen, that it will happen the exact same way. Like, Washington, they've had a mess on their hands for a long time. They did change the owner. I can't guarantee that the owner's great. They took Jaden Daniels. He's just taken over. They just took Jaden Daniels. We've seen in the NFL a lot of times where a quarterback covers up for any misgivings that a front office has. So I can't guarantee that owner's a great owner. We'll see what they do here over the next how many years. But they're in the NFC Championship game with Jaden Daniels. Is that reason enough to just say, damn the torpedoes, damn any of this other talk? You just got to talk yourself into a quarterback here, Tom.
So I understand that you... The debate that we have been arguing with people, and you're going to get into this every year, which is you don't take quarterback, take quarterback, right? But nobody would be doing that. Nobody would be doing that. You always eventually do the scouting, and then I don't care how bad the bust ends up being when you take a quarterback that isn't good. When you take them, like, say, the New York Giants did with their quarterback that they took.
Yeah.
Like, they did the work, and they thought he was a top pick. Like, they didn't just take him to take him. Everybody says that after the fact when a guy busts. Oh, look at what the Giants did.
Well, we take quarterbacks. Fans take quarterbacks just to take them. Because we don't have to put in the type of work that they do. We bandy it about at bars and at our kids' events and things like that. We do that. They don't. I'm not going to say that they did it just to do it, even though the Browns have been, I think, guilty of doing it in the past. But I don't think that they're going to do that this time. I mean, this is a very big decision here. But I hear about watching. I'm like, well, I don't get it. Are we getting Jaden Daniels? Are you guaranteeing me we're getting Jaden Daniels with Shedeur Sanders? No.
No, no. And by the way, the guarantee stuff is just silly because – as we've learned with Trevor Lawrence, as we've learned with guys over the years, the guarantees coming out of the draft, where do they exist? Who are the guarantees? Jaden Daniels certainly was not a guarantee. We went over just yesterday, the last few days, we went over his pre-draft rankings, and there was a split on him. And a lot of people had him right in the range of where Cam Ward is this year. So does that guarantee Cam Ward is going to be great? No, of course not. Well, but it's not like Shedeur Sanders and Cam Ward are third-round picks masquerading as first
round.
Well,
that's the way I think a lot of people are
afraid. That's not true. The people that are doing the work on this stuff, they are giving them, at worst, you know, top of the second-round grades or bottom of the first-round grades.
Well, what I think makes us most afraid of
this. But because they're quarterbacks, like every year, they're going to get elevated.
I think it's harder than ever to say who you think is going to be good and who you think is going to be bad. They're playing more football, obviously.
Yeah.
But while they're playing more football here, they're playing in different systems. And, I mean, you've seen a guy, Jaden Daniels, you had his teammates calling him trash on the way out the door from Arizona State over to LSU. He wins a Heisman Trophy. He's a number two overall pick. Now the team's
off,
in the AFC,
that
in the NFC
Championship.
That scared
off all these same fans who are petrified.
Let me take it to another level. A guy like Joe Burrow. Joe Burrow leaves Ohio State. He didn't leave under the same circumstances Jaden Daniels did, for crying out loud. Goes to LSU, saves Ed Orgeron's ass, at least for the time being there, wins a national championship. His team's playing in the AFC Championship game 2 years later, or a Super Bowl 2 years Amazing. Later with the Cincinnati Bengals. I don't want to take a quarterback just to take a quarterback, but I also know that if I don't do this, I can't have a Washington scenario play out for me. It will go the other way.